97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Yeah, you know, just, 9 days left till Election Day. 971talk.com has got all the information you need on that. And, of course, it's got my voter guide that you can download. And it's got the major statewide offices covered. Obviously, president. Obviously, the Senate race with Josh Hawley. And, of course, a couple of state Senate seats that are going to be key to Republicans holding the supermajority down in Jeff City. I mean, not that that did us a lot of good with initiative petition reform. We had senators down there who had their parking spaces taken away and were threatened to have their furniture taken away if they didn't toe the line, right, with Senate leadership. So that's just kind of where we've been on this whole thing, and it's sad, but their ability to influence what goes on in Jeff City is super. Think about that for a minute, Kim. They have a super majority, which means no matter who the governor is, they can pass things, and and override a gubernatorial veto if that's what happens. I mean, not that I think Mike Parson or Mike Kehoe is likely to do that. But they could, at the end of the day, mm-hmm. do those things. And that is why it's so important that we pay attention to the names that that are on my list as you go down through there. And I just thought I'd go back over those with those for just a moment. And we're going to get to our guest here coming up. So go to the voter guide. You can see who my picks are, and it will make the whole thing a lot easier for you. You can print it off, whatever the case may be. Now, if you go down through there and you look under Secretary of State, you're going to see Senator Denny Hoskins' name, and we've got him on the phone this morning. Senator, welcome back. How are you?
Great. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for giving me a minute this morning, and thanks for putting your name out there and being at the top of the ticket.
Well, thank you, and thank to all the listeners out there who came through and voted for me this past August. I mean, it was truly a grassroots effort.
Yeah, absolutely. I know it takes a lot of work to. Did you know what you were in for when running for statewide office? That is a lot of travel, isn't it?
It is a lot of travel. I've always said, hey, Missouri is definitely a big state, but I said there's no city too big or town too small. And you know, between January and the end of July of this year, we went to about 150 events all across the state. So we really just outworked everyone and went around and met folks and got the message out about election integrity and what I want to do as Secretary of State.
Yeah. Before we get into that, I was just saying there off the top that there are a couple of key Senate races this year. I think District 15 here replacing Andrew Koenig is going to be one of them, that if the Republicans were to lose one of those seats, they would lose their supermajority in Jeff City. I mean, there's a lot on the line here.
That's right. There is a lot on the line there. And I know that, you know, there's two places that we're watching over there, the Schnelting race and the Gregory race. And so we want to make sure that they get elected. We need, you know, they are both very conservative, and we need conservatives in the Missouri legislature. Unfortunately, now, you know, sometimes because people have R behind their name, that doesn't necessarily mean Republican. It could mean Rhino, but these guys are definitely conservatives, and we want them in the Missouri State Senate.
Yeah. I'm sure you've given a lot of thought to what you might do. I don't know if you'd do anything differently than what Jay Ashcroft has done as Secretary of State. I went and voted yesterday, and in St. Charles County, they've only got two early voting locations. I wanted to make sure my vote was banked. And I had to stand in line for an hour and 45 minutes to vote yesterday. That's how big the turnout was. And, you know, in my opinion, Kurt Barr probably should have had more locations open, but he didn't. And that's the situation on the ground here.
Right. It seems like no matter where you look, people are excited. People are excited to get out and vote. I think everybody's ready for November 5th to be here and kind of in the election to be done, whether you're Republican or Democrat. But yes, I encourage everybody to go out and vote. You just never know what may happen on November 5th, whether you're sick or have a death in the family or there's a storm or flood and things like that. So, you know, originally, and I've always said that I do believe the most secure elections are in person on election day. But we're going to play by the rules that we have right now, and no excuse absentee voting has opened up. And so I encourage everyone to go out there and vote now.
Yeah, I hope they do. Assuming you're elected, which I do believe that you will be, what would you like to do differently than what Jay Ashcroft has done in terms of maybe election integrity and security in the state?
Well, I know some of the things that I said I wanted to be focused on is what I call my contract with Missourians. And the first part of that contract is election integrity. You know, we just saw where Texas audited their voter rolls, and they found 1 million ineligible voters on the voter rolls, including 6,500 non-citizens. Virginia just didn't audit their voter rolls. They found 6,000 non-citizens on their voter rolls. Even a blue state like Oregon, when they just did a audit of their voter rolls, they found 1,500 non-citizens. And in fact, Ohio just came through with a lawsuit where they're suing six non-citizens for voting in past elections. So one of the first things that I want to do is audit, lead a robust audit of the voter rolls here in the state of Missouri to make sure that only eligible voters vote here in the state. You know, we've done some things good in the past several years. We're in 2022. We said, hey, we're going to require photo ID. I know my Democrat opponent voted against that bill and does not believe that you should have to show a photo ID to vote. But that's one of the first things I want to do is make sure that we clean up our voter rolls and only eligible voters are on our voter rolls.
Are those audits not done routinely anytime there's an election? It seems like every state should be doing those.
Yes, yes. And a lot of it, you know, goes whether to the county clerks and how exactly that is done. You know, we got out of ERIC, which I agree, but I think that we could really put more of a focus on our voter rolls and make sure that we don't have any deceased voters on the voter rolls. We don't have any non-citizens on the voter rolls. And, you know, over there on the east part of the state, you know, obviously you have people that probably move back and forth between Illinois and Missouri. Just like on the west part of the state, we have people that move back and forth between Overland Park, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri. And so looking at those change of address forms, I know in some of the other states, when I've had conversations with them as far as their secretary of states, they've been trying to get the list of illegal aliens and verify that, hey, there's no non-citizens, there's no illegal aliens on our voter rolls. So I think it's something that, you know, I think a lot of them are doing, but I think we need more of a robust process in order to do that.
Yeah. You know, Senator, I brought this up to Secretary Ashcroft on more than one occasion. Obviously, it would require legislation to get it through. But federally, when an employer is going to hire someone, they have to go through E-Verify to make sure that person is eligible to work in the United States. Wouldn't it be so easy to apply that to voter registration?
Yeah, most certainly. You know, in the state of Arizona, well, backtrack a little bit. Right now in the state of Missouri, if you want to vote, you can get on the Secretary of State's website or go to the county clerk. This is federal law. You just check a box that says you're a U.S. citizen. Boom, you're registered to vote. You don't have to provide any verification that you're a U.S. citizen. The state of Arizona just came through with a state law that said for state and local elections, you have to register to vote, you have to show proof of citizenship.
Yeah.
And so I think that's something Missouri should definitely look at to make sure that, hey, instead of just checking a box that says you're a U.S. citizen, where we've seen in other states, I'm sure there are U.S. citizens that have registered to vote here in Missouri, either on purpose or by accident. But, you know, I think we need to look at laws and legislation that would require proof of citizenship in order to register to vote here in the state of Missouri.
Yeah. Are you, I assume you're a yes on Amendment 7, the citizens only voting?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
most certainly. Most certainly, yes. I'm definitely a yes on Amendment 7. I encourage all the listeners out there to vote yes on Amendment 7. Amendment 7 would ban ranked choice voting. And then also change our Constitution, because right now our Constitution, Article 8, Section 2, says all citizens can vote. And a state like California that has very similar language to what we have, they're letting non-citizens vote in some local and state elections. So Amendment 7, the other thing it would do, it would change the word all to only. So it would say only citizens can vote. And I think that's very important that we make that clarification in our state constitution.
I would agree completely. Important and important next 9 days. What's it look like for you?
It's going to be busy. That's one thing for sure. I know, you know, we're going to be traveling across the state. I think I'm going to be in, St. Louis. I think, on Monday, and then Sedalia on Tuesday, and then we're traveling all across the state. I know some of the statewide, we're trying to get our plan together to meet up and go around the state and visit, you know, Southeast Missouri, Southwest Missouri, Northeast Missouri, the Kansas City area, Mid Missouri, and so it's going to be a whirlwind tour, that's for sure.
Yeah, sounds like it. Well, best of luck to you. You know, you've got my vote, and Senator Hoskins, we'll talk to you soon. After maybe we can say Secretary of State elect Hoskins. How about that?
I hope so. Thanks for listening.
You bet. We'll talk soon. That is Senator Denny Hoskins, who is a Missouri senator running for Secretary of State. If you haven't voted yet, download the voter guide. You'll see his name on there. I have endorsed him and plan on voting for him.
Get more at 971talk.com.